Here's a quick lesson for you. What does Yaya mean in Chinese? Duck. It's also the name of a new restaurant on the northeast side of Portland. Steve Chin is, like a lot of people during COVID, laid off and decided to make a longtime dream of his come true in a very delicious way.
We're doing roast duck, and that's kind of our signature dish. And then we're doing crispy pork belly, a Cantonese crispy fried chicken, and char siu, which is like a barbecue pork. So those are the mains, and then we have some sides that you can get with that.
Interesting mix of what people eat in this city. You know, meat is still king.
I agree. The city loved its barbecue joints, and it was all mostly Southern barbecue. And I thought, well, you know, I think it's time to expand people's notion of what barbecue is, and let's throw the Cantonese barbecue in the mix. It's kind of renowned worldwide, and in every city where there's Chinese communities, you'll find good barbecue places. So I think that gives us a chance, and it'll give people kind of a new and different and fresh taste.
I love that. You know, I've been to China a couple of times, and the thing that happened to me after coming back is I can't eat a lot of Americanized Chinese food now because it's not the same at all. Yours seems a little more authentic and less greasy and less loaded down in salt.
Well, we've worked hard at that. Duck is typically a very, very fatty poultry. And I've studied under some good barbecue chefs and learned the traditional ways of making a lot of these meats and roasting these meats and prepping these meats. So what we did at Yaya was take that traditional method and just break it down and figure out what's happening and can we achieve better results from adding different techniques or subtracting certain techniques and substituting other ways of doing things so that we get a leaner duck, a crispier duck, or a leaner pork belly and a crispier pork belly, or a more flavorful char siu barbecue pork. So we've used more modern equipment and we've really thought about each process and we've spent months perfecting that. So we knew what we wanted to achieve, which was a very authentic tasting product, but the process has been kind of, I would say, modernized.
Portland is full of very adventurous eaters. I happen to be one of them too. I'm not afraid to try new things. Not everybody's like that. And the thing I think with your food is it's not going to scare anybody off.
Yes, we really worked on keeping the menu simple, putting a spotlight on our proteins. And, you know, everybody's had Chinese food in their life. You can still get a good spring roll. You can get a cabbage cashew salad, add some shredded chicken. And there are more accessible meats as well. I mean, our fried chicken is fried chicken. We don't use a batter on it. The skin is what's fried and not the batter. And it's a very simple, clean fry. So yeah, I think people will recognize things on the menu. Duck isn't necessarily a go-to on for a family meal during the weekdays, but we hope to make that so and introduce duck to people. You could even start with duck fried rice, which is one of our amazing dishes.
Yaya is at the corner of 15th and Northeast Alberta, a collaboration of Chin, Portland restaurateur Micah Camden, and Ndamukong Suh from Grant High School and NFL defensive stud.
And it's delicious, by the way. I tried it.